From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Iranian state television says 12 people were killed overnight during anti-government protests. Hundreds of demonstrators have been arrested since protests broke out last week against economic conditions in the country and the government's military ventures in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen as part of a battle with Saudi Arabia for influence in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the protesters.
Iran's cruel regime wastes tens of billions of dollars spreading hate. This money could have built schools and hospitals. No wonder mothers and fathers are marching in the streets. The regime is terrified of them, of their own people. That's why they jail students. That's why they ban social media.
In a speech to parliamentary leaders, President Hassan Rouhani lashed out at foreign countries, including the United States, Israel, and especially Saudi Arabia, for allegedly fomenting unrest in Iran. President Trump is again accusing Pakistan of sheltering terrorists who America are fighting in neighboring Afghanistan. In his first Twitter message of the year, Trump wrote, "The United States has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid over the last 15 years, and they have given us nothing but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. They give safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan with little help, no more." The United States has long accused Pakistan, particularly its security institutions, of turning a blind eye or even covertly helping the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network to stage cross-border attacks against Afghan and U.S.-led forces. This is VOA News. Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he'll destroy all terrorists he says are fighting to separate his country. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kidzika reports from Yaoundé.
President Paul Biya says it is his duty to ensure public order, social peace, the unity of the nation, and Cameroon's integrity, and so he has issued instructions that all those who have taken up arms, who perpetrate or encourage violence, should be fought relentlessly and held accountable for their crimes before the courts of law.
Nous allons également.
It is my firm belief that fast-tracking our decentralization process will enhance the development of our regions. To that end, I have ordered the implementation of the necessary measures to speedily give effect to this major reform. Will contribute towards consolidating the rule of law and open a new page in our democratic process.
Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Prosecutors in Somalia have filed charges against five men in connection with the October 14th truck bombing in Mogadishu that killed 512 people. It was the single deadliest terrorist attack in African history. Four of the accused men are in government custody and appeared before a military tribunal in Mogadishu on Monday. A fifth defendant is on the run. The sale and recreational use of marijuana is now legal in California, one of the biggest and wealthiest U.S. states. Californian Joshua Woodson supports the move.
I've been a medical patient for quite some time, and my card expired, so I was kind of waiting for the new year because it was legalized, and I just was going to come out.
At the stroke of midnight on New Year's Day, California became the sixth of the 50 U.S. states, along with the national capital of Washington, D.C., to sanction pot use, even though the federal government still classifies its sale and possession as a criminal offense. Colorado, Washington State, Oregon, Alaska, and Nevada are the other U.S. states with regulated recreational marijuana sales. California is home to 39 million people. More than one in five Americans now live in states where marijuana is sold for general use. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.